Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding the Day. Let us pray. Father, Lord, we want to say thank you. We bless your name, we magnify you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting for us, several of which we are not even aware of. It's your doing, and indeed it is marvelous in our sight. We never take anything for granted, Lord. Jehovah God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, our shield, our buckler, our fortress. We bless you, the Spirit of the living God. You are our teacher, you are our comforter. You are the one that resides in us, you are the one that strengthens us. You are the ones that guide and direct us. You counsel us. We bless you, God the Father. We bless you, God the Son. We bless you, God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We commit this day's broadcast into your hands. And we say, Lord, take control. Speak to us. Speak to our heart. Speak to our situation. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Let there be salvation of souls for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Once again, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today, I'll be sharing with you what I titled, You Will Finish Well. The grace to finish well, the Lord will release unto you. Every spirit of abandoned project I hereby terminated in your life, in the life of your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah chapter 6, reading from verse 1. Nehemiah 6, reading from verse 1. It says, Now when Sanballat and Tobias and Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall, and there was no breach left in it, although up to that time I had not set up the doors of the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, Come, let us meet together. Kept feeling the plain of honor, but they intended to do me harm, and I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work. I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you? And they sent me four times in this way, and I answered them in the same manner. In the same way, Sanballat for the fifth time sent his servant to me with an open letter in his hands. In it was written, It is reported among the nations, and Geshem also say it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel. That is why you are building the wall. And according to this report, you wish to become their king. And you have also set up prophets to proclaim concerning you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah. And now the king will hear of this report. So now come, let us take counsel together. Then I sent to him, saying, No such things as you say have been done, for you are inventing them out of your own mind. For they all wanted to frighten me, thinking their hands would drop from the work and it would not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hand. Now when I went into the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delaiva, son of Mehetabel, who was confined to his home, he said, Let us meet together in the house of God. Within the temple, let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. They are coming to kill you by night. But I said, Should such a man as I run away? Or what man such as I could go into the temple and leave? I will not go in. And I understood and saw that God has not slain them. For he had pronounced the prophecy against me, because Tobias and Sanballat had hired him. For this purpose it was hired that I should be afraid and act in this way and sin, and so they could give me a bad name in order to taunt me. Remember Tobias and Sanballat, O my God, according to these things that they did, and also the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets who wanted to make me afraid. So the war was finished on the 25th day of the month of Elul, in the 52 days. And when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem, for they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. The Lord will help you to accomplish that which you have started in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what the enemy may do, you will complete that assignment that the Almighty God has laid in your heart to do in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what are we talking about today? We are talking about you finishing well. What have you started? You can only finish that which you have started. An idle man or an idle woman hasn't got anything to finish, because in the real sense of it, they are doing nothing. I pray that you will be engaged in the work, in the assignment of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 19 verse 15, it says, slothfulness cast into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. Brothers and sisters, you cannot afford to be idle in the things of God. Nehemiah that we are talking about here, he was doing the work of God. He was concerned about the work of God. How concerned are you about the work of the kingdom? The Bible tells us also in the book of Matthew chapter 20 verse 7, Jesus was saying that you cannot afford to be idle. Brothers and sisters, you and I can never afford to be idle. Many of us in the house of God were just there doing nothing, just warming the bench. No, you can't do that. In Matthew 20, reading verse 6, and about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, why do you stand idle all day? Why are you standing idle all day? And they said to him, because no one has hired us. And he said to them, you go into the vineyard too. Where is the vineyard? It's the house of God. You go there too. Maybe you are there, you have some talent, you have some gifting, you are not using it for God. You are just sitting down there in the house of God. Ah, brothers and sisters, you cannot afford to do that. For God to be able to back you at all times, he must see that you are doing something. It's the work of your hands that God blesses. God does not bless anything. Zero times million will give you zero. So, brothers and sisters, I pray that the Lord, with this message, will stir up something in you. Can we make you to say, yes, I will no longer be idle in the house of God, in the name of our Lord Jesus. And also want us to know that the enemy will like to distract us on the road to success. You can see here, Nehemiah being distracted by the enemy, but don't allow him to distract you. Distractions will not allow you to fulfill your goal. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 24 verse 10, he says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you keep on looking at the distractions of the enemy, if you keep on facing the challenges, looking at the challenges, your focus is on your challenges rather than your focus being on the assignment God has given you. Rumors will peddle, because if you are really doing the work of God, you are doing well. People may start calling your name. They may say, that is the pastor's favorite. Is this, is that. He's just doing it for eyesight. Don't mind them. Let them say whatever they want to say. Once you know that what you are doing is kingdom, once you are doing is to do the work of God, you are focused on the work of God. Don't be bothered about the rumor. Don't be bothered about what people say. No matter what, people will say something. So just continue doing what God has committed into your hands. And as you are doing the work of God, the Lord himself will be concerned about your own personal affairs too, and will meet you at your point of your needs in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that any activity that you do just with interest will crumble when challenges come. You do not just do it just because you have interest. but it's a commitment. There's a difference between showing interest and showing commitment. When challenges come, if it is only interest that you have, you find out that you are going to abandon that work. But if it is commitment, then you can say, no matter what, I am going to complete this work. The Lord will give you that grace to do so in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. He said, where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. What do you treasure? Do you treasure the work of God? Do you treasure the assignment God has given you? When you treasure it, no matter what, you find that your heart will be there. You'll be committed to his work. It's not just interest. You go beyond interest. It gets to that level of commitment. And the Lord will grant you the grace to finish strong. You will finish strong in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I also want us to know that the enemy does not easily give up. You can see the sent messages to him 4 times. Again, Sambarat also sent another, making the 5th time. Also, they sent a prophet to him. Brothers and sisters, you must know that the enemy comes to kill, to destroy. The Bible tells us in John 10:10, it said the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So brothers and sisters, the enemy will do everything in their arsenal, every weapon they have, they will use against you. But know what? God is ready to deliver you. He said, if you pass through the waters, if you pass through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. He said, if you pass through the fire, you will not be burned. Brothers and sisters, no matter what, once you have the Lord by your side, what did Nehemiah did? He cried unto the Lord and said, strengthen my hand. Strengthen my hand. And what did God do? Indeed, God strengthened his hand. He was able to finish the work. And everybody can say at the end of the day that indeed, God had been with him. That shall be your testimony in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, do not allow the enemy to intimidate you. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, he said, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. So do not fear the enemy. Do not fear the enemy. Rather, fear God. And when you fear God, God is going to be with you. He will strengthen you. The book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, says, there is no fear in love if you truly love God. Say, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. May you be perfected in the love of the Almighty God. You will not operate in fear. The Lord will grant you the grace to conquer your fear in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the enemy uses every weapon that they have, and do not give up. You have your own weapon, as you have in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, reading from verse 10 to 18. You have that weapon. Use your weapon of warfare and the Lord will grant you victory in the name of Jesus. Many of us too, we listen to some funny prophecies. Brothers and sisters, you need to check everything and make sure that those prophecies, they actually come from God, or else you'll be misguided. We go from one church to another looking for people who will prophesy concerning our life. God has already prophesied concerning your life. The prophecy of God concerning you are in his word. Read the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Study the word of God. Know what God is saying concerning you, concerning that situation. Spend time with the Lord. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you cannot hear prophecy of God, other men of God. But brothers and sisters, don't go about looking for those who will prophesy into your life. The prophecy of God is already in the Bible. Hold on to what God says. Spend time with him, and indeed you will hear him clearly in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I want us to know that our Lord Jesus Christ said that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are you doing for God today? Are you doing the work of God? Are you committed to the work of God? This is the time for you to do so. And if you have not been doing so, or if you don't even know this God, I'm giving you the opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this. Your children have given their lives unto you. Say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. That which you have started, the Lord will grant you the grace to complete. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.